This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I've done a few shows on big oil and the whole transition from black energy to green energy. And, of course, green energy really has one meaning. It means that the Democrats are feasting on the fear that they create with global climate change and things like that. But that's the real energy debacle, if you will, this trend, and how we're being forced to pay for this nonsense. And I've explained that black energy, be it coal or oil coming out of the ground, has done more to save the planet than any energy source that the Democrats are talking about so far. And that's not to say that these other transitions won't occur, because as I've mentioned, battery technology, thank you Elon Musk, is now making solar more of a viable energy source. We've all had the little fans of the calculators that were powered by light, but you're talking about a small amount of power. The idea that you can propel a 3,000-pound car 300 miles on a charge is pretty impressive. So, sure, technology is getting there, but the left make it sound like we don't care about green energy, when in fact we care about green energy. What we care about is, how do we make that transition in the most effective way? Does the government put a gun to your head and say, you're going to do it? Or do you say, look, let's slowly make these transitions? And they're not doing it slowly. They're forcing people to make decisions on, do they heat their homes or do they eat? Things like this. And I don't think they've looked at the ramifications of, what are you going to do with all these batteries when the cars are dead? And what is the replacement cost of those batteries? I realize things are going to get cheaper. And I know what the cost of a CD player was when I first got one, or look when they first came out, and where they are now. They're practically throwaways. They are throwaways for the most part. I've seen how technology evolves to where we get better and better, and we can pack more into smaller devices. The first computer, portable computer, fit inside of a suitcase for the most part. And now you have the power beyond what it took to send the Atlas rocket into space on your cell phone. You have five of them that are bigger, that are better technology than any of that stuff. One cell phone is all of NASA in the 1960s, possibly the 1970s. And we all have it in the power of our hands. So, and by the way, while we're talking about energy, as I've said many times, it is engineers who saved the planet. When we got rid of CRT, cathode ray tubes, that's what CRT used to mean, and we got rid of the big bulky glass what became the transistor, the vacuum tubes, and went to transistors and went to solid state devices on semiconductor, on substrates, etc., and we shrunk the size of power requirements. To call it exponentially, I mean, dramatically. The stuff that takes the power, what's in your home today, is a fraction. Let me put it this way. Your television probably has pulled as much power as your freezer or your washing machine. Things like this. Your every TV in your house could be powered by one television, and you could probably power a lot of your other stuff, your smaller electronics. That's the evolution. And we're continuing to make evolutions, and I'll talk about what's going on in fusion technology in just a second. But what I'm getting at is this. The left won't tell you the truth about energy. They won't tell you that oil saved the whales. They won't tell you that oil and coal saved the trees. They only want to give you the doom and gloom. Look, if you want to tell me, let's look at the robber barons of old, the guys who built the oil and gas industry, the guys who built the railroads, the guys who made the Industrial Revolution. Probably not great guys. I mean, I've seen the stories about them. Ruthless in some cases. But at the end of the day, we became industrialized. America became number one for all those reasons, and it took some greedy capitalist to make it happen, to go all Scooby-Doo on you. That's what it took. It took somebody with vision who said, I want to do something bigger than you can even imagine. And they put their fortunes at risk. And yes, you built the Dale Carnegies and the Rockefellers and people like that. And now we've got a new group. I'm not including these social media guys because they've built nothing. All they've done is allowed us to communicate. But I'm talking about the Elon Musk of the world who've done even more, who've taken it a step further. Anyway, there's an article in the New York Post that says, what do you do when the data don't fit your ideology? Increasingly, modern progressives from the educrats of New York's Board of Regents to the capitalists running energy giant BP look to suppress them. BP, reports Reuters, is considering killing its annual statistical review of world energy because the report undercuts its drive to rebrand itself as Beyond Petroleum. Put simply, a company source quips, the statistical review is bad PR. Since 1952, the report has provided indispensable benchmark data on global energy trends. Yet, as energy expert Robert Bryce explains, the data expose just how little progress the world is making in transitioning to renewables. In 2021, the global use of coal and natural gas combined grew nearly five times as fast as wind and solar. Now, let me stop there. They want you to believe that growth of oil and coal and the less growth of solar and wind is a dictate of how little that it's being used, that, you know, that how little progress is being made in the way that we're transitioning. And that's not really the case. What it's really saying is there's a pain point in a transitional period. And the energy industry is obviously going through it. I don't know a ton about the energy industry, but here's what I can tell you. If you're forcing people to go to electric and they're balking at it, and you're saying, well, where are we going to get this on the grid? And you still know that you've got to keep the regular grid that's powered mostly by coal operational. You're going to have some glitches. What it's really showing is you've got to transition through this growing pain. Think of it this way. When you go out of space and you want to come back into Earth, you've got this window of time and an angle that you have to, the ship has to go in or else you skip back off into space. And while you're going through that transition, it's super hot. And you could die if things don't go the right way, if you miss the angle and things like that. Well, that's the transitional period we're talking about. More when we get back. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The green energy weenies, I call them green weenies, say that. In 2021, the global use of oil, coal, and natural gas combined grew nearly 5 times as fast as wind and solar energy. Well, I know where they can get a lot of wind energy. It's in D.C., there's a lot of wind energy that's going on there with January 6th nonsense, free and fair elections. Hunter is a Renaissance man. There's a lot of wind blowing out of D.C. I think they could power. It's probably more than a hurricane. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. We're talking about the energy industry, which I don't even know. How do you politicize this? What do these people think we run on? I get it, gasoline, and they've charged up all these youngsters. We're not going to be able to survive. We're not going to have lives. We're going to die in 12 years. Isn't that what AOC said? She seems to have really lost her fear of only living for 12 more years, and we're 3 or 4 years into it, she certainly seems to have lost it, because she does not act like somebody who has a finite amount of time on Earth. She seems to think she has the world on a string. 844-551-8255. Why is it that we take something that we all need, energy, and we politicize it? I want a leftist to please call the show and explain to me, what about this is political? I said in the previous segment, there's not a conservative I know who isn't fascinated by energy generated through some other means. Whether you do a little hand crank and light up a battery or something, light up a light bulb, or you watch your calculator come on, you know, the solar calculators, or maybe you make a fan spin because it's got solar power, the ones they put on these trinket hats, things like that. You're fascinated. And it's all making huge strides. The solar panels from 20 years ago are boat anchors, man, compared to what they are today. They can not only absorb more energy, they can convert more energy quicker. And the battery technology is just getting started. We're finally getting to the point where solar might matter. Even some storing of other energy, hydro and other things. And of course, we haven't even investigated hydrogen. And I'm going to be talking about fusion energy here in a second. But here's what we're talking about. A change in the energy industry. No problem. Nobody disagrees with it. When we stop killing whales and we stop chopping down the forest because we got oil, coal, and natural gas, nobody complained. In fact, the environmentalists were pretty doggone happy that we stopped killing the forest. They were pretty doggone happy. In fact, going over to the overseas in the Amazon rainforest, the big deal, oh, they're chopping down all the trees, the indigenous people. There's a lot of trees over there. There's going to have to be a lot of chopping to chop it down. But the point is, we were saving the forest and everybody's happy. We're saving the whales and everybody's happy. Then suddenly, somebody goes, oh my God, we're all going to die. It's so dirty and clean. And they don't even go 15 miles outside of town and go, whoa, wait a minute, I can actually see the stars. There is no pollution when I go 15, not even 15 miles, go 5 miles outside of a big city. You don't get that inversion layer, the smog and all that. They create it. So the changes in the energy industry are something that, quite frankly, everybody embraces uniformly. And the only thing we're talking about is how fast do we do it, to what do we transition, etc. And let me just tell you something. The transition to hydro is probably a waste of time because you got to be where water's flowing. The transition to solar is probably a waste of time because there are places where the sun doesn't shine as much. In Seattle versus Arizona? You get what I'm saying? And who knows? Maybe there's a silver bullet. Maybe it is going to be fusion energy. Maybe it is going to be nuclear. Maybe it is going to be hydro. I'm talking hydrogen, not hydro. Hydrogen. I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I'm not sold on solar. I'm not sold on wind, and I'm not sold on hydro, nor am I sold on even nuclear. Or George Bush would say nuclear. So anyway, conservatives, folks, are not married to black energy. We love green energy. Nobody gets a bigger kick out of watching these other things happen, as I talked about. But ask me if I want to get on a bicycle to heat my bath water, and the answer is no. I don't want to work to watch TV. I remember Ed Begley Jr. riding on a bike, and it powered his TV. Well, you know what it takes to power a TV now? Like pushing that pedal on a guitar thing or a sewing machine or something. It doesn't take much. That's another tribute to technology, that we aren't sucking as much energy out of the planet as we used to. Anyway, this guy was saying that the executives at oil companies were not wanting to report this global use of coal, oil, and natural gas going through the roof. And as I mentioned in the previous segment, you're gonna have to break a few eggs in order to make some omelets. So here's what they say. Yet hiding info won't change the reality. Shifting to renewables is difficult and costly and can't happen nearly as fast as climate warriors pretend. Letting the public come to grips with that and making wise, informed energy decisions based on it will be far better. Will be far harder without the data. But BP, who they're talking about, the energy company, would apparently rather keep catering to the anti-carbon, anti-nuclear prejudices of Western elites. But are you ready for the shocker? The shocker is, it's not just about dumbing people down on energy. They want to dumb people down on a lot of topics. And this one goes, it says, in New York, the Board of Regents and the State Education Department it controls is on a mission to water down, downplay, or outright scrap exams that show how badly many public schools are failing. I know, shocker, right? The people who say they want to educate your kids don't want to let you know how poorly your kids' educations are. It said, the board has made many standardized tests optional, meaning poor results from some kids don't show up. And it's moving to ditch Regents exams that are far more than a century have shown high achievement, but also expose how many kids don't even get a minimal high school education. And you know what they're guising it under? They're guising it under racism. It's standardized tests. It's developed by the colonializers, the people who, the white folks, so what, a black kid doesn't know what a sofa is? He knows what a couch is. They really have gotten to that granularity. So, again, they want to dumb you down. They don't want to tell you the real stuff. They don't even want to tell you the past and how it all fits into where you're going today. I'll tell you a quick story about my son, and it has to do with his English grade. Had a meeting with his teachers. We'll get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. That huge winter storm is heading east, but still making life miserable in the upper Midwest. Interstate 90 is closed from Rapid City, South Dakota, to the Wyoming border. The forecast calls for up to a foot of snow in upstate New York by tomorrow. At least one Republican senator is holding firm in his desire to pass a full-year spending bill in this Congress. It's Alabama's Richard Shelby.
We all know it's the best thing to do is fund the government when you're here, whether you're retiring or whether you've got five more years. The problem remains the same.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy wants the omnibus bill delayed until the new Congress next month. Mortgage rates are down. Freddie Mac says the average for a 30-year fixed loan now 6.31%. On Wall Street, though, the Dow is down by as much as 900 points today. That's more than 2.5%. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftists don't want to tell you the truth about the basic stuff. They don't want to give you stats on police shootings, the real stats. Because the real stats would show that the Native Americans are the ones killed the most by police, not blacks. In fact, blacks are way down the list per capita. Native Americans, then I think it's Hispanics, then whites, then blacks. Yeah, not even in the top three. They lie about election results. They lie about their tax policy. They lie about crime statistics. Do you think you really get the crime statistics? Do you believe you, knowing what you know now about the media, do you honestly believe that they're reporting the right crime statistics? That even when you get FBI statistics to tell you by race, that this is how many blacks kill whites and white Hispanics kill blacks and all that, do you believe you're getting the truth? Or do you believe you're getting a narrative? I think you know the answer. So, we just talked about the hiding of data of big oil. They make it sound, oh, these people, they're expanding coal and oil. No, they're not. They're shutting down coal plants. We're draining the strategic petroleum reserves. We're not drilling any new stuff. We're not building any new refineries. But big oil is growing. Green energy is... How many electric cars could you have counted a decade ago riding in the street? What was the electric car? It was a hybrid, right? It was that Toyota. Was it a Prius? Now, you know how many Teslas I see on a given day? Tons. How many manufacturers? I have seen something from almost every manufacturer in the electric car industry. You can't say they're not making progress. I have friends that have them. They even have the charging stations. Many people with solar panels. Now, I'm in Arizona. It's a big deal. But the solar panels are generating their own electricity. So these people act like we aren't ready for change. We're stuck. We're conservative. We're stuck in somewhere. We're not stuck anywhere. We're more than ready to make the transition, but we want the right data. We want the right information. We're not just going to fall for it just because you say it. Oh, the number of LGBTQ doing this or that. They love their statistics until the statistics don't, well, they love the ones that they create. They don't love the real statistics. They don't want to tell you, no, you know what, as it turns out, BLM is a farce. You know, as it turns out, maybe we kind of fudged on women being paid less than men, because there certainly are EEOC laws around that, but we won't factor in their ability to negotiate or their taking time off for pregnancy or a host of other factors. We won't do any of that, and we won't point you to women who actually make more than men. No, we won't do that, but we'll ask for parity between the women's soccer league and the men's soccer league, or the WNBA and the NBA, knowing that they can't draw a fraction of the audience. And, oh, here's the dirty little secret they don't want to talk to you about. Don't let people know this, okay, because I don't want this getting out. But women can start their own companies here. Yeah, I know. Shocker, right? Going back to schools and the testing. Meanwhile, some universities, including top law schools like Harvard and Yale, are refusing to provide data for U.S. News College rankings. They say the rankings are flawed and don't serve lower-income students, among other complaints. Yet, U.S. college administrators, interestingly, don't care about excellence, but only a narrow view of, quote, social justice. If you want to know what the slippery slope is of education, I'm giving it to you right now. When you take meritocracy out, when you stop challenging kids to find out what they're good at or get in a fight. I told this story of a brother of a friend of mine who went to Princeton, flunked his first physics test. And the physics teacher, professor said, look, man, physics might not be for you. And the guy said, physics is for me. He goes, if you'll tutor me, if you'll give me an A, if I ace the next two exams and you'll tutor me, I'll ace those next two exams. And guess what? This young black man did exactly that and graduated the top physics student of Princeton. Now, you can't repeat that today. It wouldn't happen. Because That professor would have said, you're out. The guy would have given up, and he'd have gone and gotten himself a social justice degree in black studies, African-American studies. That's how things work today. Social justice. When you don't want to teach somebody something, poison their mind with nonsense. Says U.S. News' Eric Gertler. We provide one set of comparable metrics so that students can evaluate their options, make their decision based on a commonality of data. Look, I don't care. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not going to go take a test in Greek and then have them go, Kevin's really stupid because he can't read Greek. But if the test is in English and it's written by white people or whatever, and you want to give me a commonality and measure me against my white peers in commonality, I'm game. Sure, there may be a few things they know that I don't know. But it isn't going to be enough of a disparity for me to be, oh, my gosh. Oh, I meant to tell you guys. So my kid, he wasn't getting a good grade in English. Mom is looking into the grades, and it turns out he hasn't turned in 16 assignments. Now, he did them. He just didn't turn them in. That last step, we've been going through this for 3 years. This last step he just doesn't want to do. I don't know why. He can't figure it out. So he made the comment. I don't even understand why we got to use English. I speak English. His mom says, yeah, but can you read a contract? Do you know where to put the comma? Because if you don't know where to put the comma or the semicolon, you might get ripped off in a contract. So anyway, we have this meeting, and the teachers are like, well, should we move him out of honors? And what he just said, the teacher goes, he understands it. He asks questions. When I ask him questions, he knows the answer. All this, he's not turning in the work. That's it. Takes the test, he does good. He's just lazy. But we don't know what we're going to do in the next year. He's going to be in honors, and we're going to be on his butt. That's the kind of parents that he has. We're going to be on that booty, making sure he does it. We're going to be reinforcing the right study habits and so on and so forth. But we're not going to slack up. We're not going to go, you know what, if you don't do that, we'll get you a social justice degree, and you won't really need to know how to read anyway. And by the way, the kid knows how to read well. He's, you know, I think he's what? He's in the 10th grade. He's reading, what, a third grade level? You know how black kids are. No, he's reading at a much higher level than his peers. And we all came to the conclusion, and so did my son, he's just got to work harder. And he's going to. It isn't the material. It isn't like they're giving him past participles and subjunction and clauses and all that. You can see how much I studied in English. He just says, I know it. I just don't turn in the homework. You empty out his backpack, it looks like, you know, breeding hyenas live in it. Anyway, he goes on and says, none of it is so different from then-Governor Andrew Cuomo's refusal to release the full tallies of COVID deaths at nursing homes in the wake of his disastrous order that they admit COVID-positive patients into these nursing homes. And then what did they do? They hid the evidence. So, again, I go back to give us the data and we will absolutely make the right decision. It's pretty sane individuals. We can make the right decisions. I know dumb people that make better decisions than Biden. I know dumb people that offer better policy positions than his entire administration. I mean, do I really need to bring up Sam, what's his name? The cross-dressing puppy fetish dude that likes to steal handbags, steal baggage at the airport. Do I need to bring this dude up? Mr. MIT? What are his policies going to be? They go on to say this. Stats on renewable energy, test scores, nursing home deaths, or anything else are absolutely critical to decision-making. And only those with something to hide will look to kill the messenger by trying to make the data go away. Look at Jack Dorsey. He had the nerve to tweet to Elon Musk, you should just make everything transparent at Twitter. Like Jack Dorsey didn't run the company. Hey, Jack, when you were there and you were lying to Congress and people all around you to your noticeably left-leaning staff, and they were doing these shenanigans to conservatives, why didn't you release the data? Why didn't you? You did, most of the people there, a lot of people disagree with how they handled the Hunter Biden laptop. Why didn't Jack step in and go, you know what, in the spirit of transparency, I'm going to do what I'm asking Elon Musk to do? But he doesn't do that. And he's too obtuse to realize that how stupid it sounds when he tweets something like that. That's what I love about left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There is something good that can and likely will come from the Democrats' continual lying. And I've been thinking about this. See, if you continually lie, you get used to the idea of not getting caught. And you get a little complacent, and the Democrats have become that. They lie to our faces, and then they dare us to find out the truth. Well, we're starting to find out the truth. Holy mother of Musk, are we starting to find out the truth? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So I can go over the litany of truths that have been revealed. Hillary Clinton started the Russian collusion nonsense against Trump, used Obama's FBI to propagate the lie. The media and social media were all too willing to do it, as they have been with many other lies, including a COVID cover-up that now they want to try to protect Dr. Fauci the fraud from. And I know this may come as a surprise, but there is no such thing as global climate change, at least man-made. It's weather. And yes, we can have some impact on the weather, but not a fraction of what nature already does. Those are the truths. They will become self-evident if you decide to wake up and smell the coffee. So their lies are going to be exposed, and it's already beginning to happen. And then when that happens, there should be a level of credibility that our side gains. Now, I realize, folks, I've been telling you that the Bible has prophesied that the lie will become the truth and the truth will become the lie. And we're living in that time. But that doesn't mean you have to start lying. That doesn't mean you stop fighting. Because as I like to remind you, we win in the end. And look, I don't know what you want your life to be. I don't know what you wanted it to be. But if you go out fighting, if you go out protecting what's remaining on earth, I do believe there's a place in heaven for people like that. Because it's so easy for us to go, why bother? When you get up after midterms and you don't see the red wave that you know happened because the left have cheated you, I get it. You say, why bother? Because God says, that's not for you to worry about. How about you just keep on living a righteous life? How about you keep living with the understanding that you are just a little bitty piece of the picture and that everything you do has a butterfly effect, and you being good, you following good Judeo-Christian values has meaning, whether you know it or not. And I realize, folks, it's easy for us to get caught up on the things of earth. I mean, look, I still want some toys. I ain't gonna lie. I want them. But I can live vicariously through my friends that have them. And I don't want them so bad that I'm willing to sacrifice who I am for them. And I don't think you are either. I know too many of you. You are willing to give and give and give for the sake of other people's kids. You're willing to give for the sake of even leftists who don't even understand how stupid they are. You're willing to give to them. You're willing to help them. But sometimes it's got to be done with tough love. So here's what I'd like to challenge you to do over the next 2 years. I want you to out the Bidens. I want you to remind people that Joe Biden is a liar, a pathological liar, and a contemptuous person. And his son is a crackhead who you would never want to use as a... would you claim he's the best person you know? Anyway, out the Bidens, all of them, Joe, Hunter, James, and Jill, and then tie the Bidens to Democrat and leftism. Make them synonymous with the Democratic Party and synonymous with leftism, lying scoundrels willing to sell out this country for personal gain. Holy mother of Mitch McConnell, here's the other thing. How about we conservatives and Republicans make our mission what I just described, as opposed to destroying our own. They say, expected incoming House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan believes there's been a seismic shift regarding the ongoing federal investigation of Biden's son, Hunter. In an interview on Fox News with Sean Hannity, the Ohio Republican suggested something is up with the probe because of a new interest in the story by many of the same media outlets that initially dismissed reports of corruption evidence stemming from materials and emails obtained from a laptop he reportedly abandoned at a computer repair shop in Delaware in 2019. That the FBI didn't say anything about, managed to hide, right? Jordan said this. It sure looks like Joe Biden was involved. So, my, how this story has changed. And now we find out these text messages and emails that link the entire family, not just Hunter and Joe, but also Uncle. Joe's brother, James Biden, is involved in this as well. He says, and it's not just Jim Jordan either. Kentucky GOP Rep. James Comer, who will become the chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee in January, told the Washington Post that Republicans plan to launch investigations very soon. Now, here's where I'm at with investigations, because, you know, John Durham, remember his name? Is he still investigating? I mean, I want to see some action. But he goes on, he says, as soon as possible. I don't know what's going to happen on January 3 when the House will meet to reelect the next speaker. I'm like everyone else. I'm hoping for the best. But we've got a couple of different hearings that we feel are ready to go. We would like to have a committee hearing every week that we're in session, Comer said. We're ready to go with respect to some of the COVID funds. There's been no oversight over the hundreds of billions and trillions of dollars spent in the name of COVID over the past 3 years. That will be one of the first hearings. Yeah. And you know what? I suggest you bring in Elon Musk. Says you'll remember a few weeks ago when McCartney went to the border. He said he was going to put Jordan and Comer in charge of investigating the debacle at the southern border. We're ready to go definitely out of the gate to get COVID funds and the border crisis. And let's not forget Hunter. So, are the Republicans serious? Are they going to do anything? Is it just more talk? I'll believe it when I see it. But this is what they're saying. The Post asked Comer, do you plan on investigating Washington's influence industry more broadly, or will the investigation be focused solely on Hunter Biden's business deals? And he responded, right now we're focusing on Joe Biden. We'll be looking into Hunter and Jim Biden. People forget about Jim, but he's just as bad as Hunter with respect to influence peddling. Sometimes these investigations uncover other areas that need to be looked into, so we'll see what happens. I'm hoping that at the end of this investigation, there's a legitimate fix as to define what exactly is influence peddling, what should be legal, and what should not be legal. That's too much wiggle room for me. See, I don't need any committee hearings to tell you that what Hunter Biden did and what Joe Biden allowed him and James, his brother, to do is undoubtedly influence peddling. That's exactly what these clowns did, and they aren't going to fool me. So, they asked, the White House has signaled that it is unlikely to cooperate with the Hunter Biden investigation. How do you plan to deal with any potential White House stonewalling? I'm not even going to answer that with what he said. I'll tell you this. I go back to what I said at the beginning. We must, as conservatives, agree to two things. One, we're going to out the Bidens. And two, we're going to tie the Bidens to leftism and to the Democratic Party. They will not escape them. They can't separate themselves from them. They're not going to pull an SBF, you know, and an FTX and suddenly, well, let's arrest Hunter. And we've always been down for the corruption. Thank God for transparency. We've always wanted transparency when it comes to Hunter and whatever else. I don't want them to get away with any of that. And you know what I'd like to see? While we're on the subject, I'd like to have a Democrat say, I vote to impeach Joe Biden. How about that as a stretch goal? We call that a stretch goal in business. You have your goal that should be achievable. Well, you know what? Let's do it the right way. You have what's acceptable. It's not what you want, but you'll accept it. But you don't put that out there. Then you put your goal, what you know is achievable and you should achieve. But you're okay with not getting there if you need to, but you wouldn't be happy about it. And then you do what's called the stretch goal. What else could we get? Have you ever watched that movie where they're negotiating for football players with Kevin Costner? And he gets on the phone and he's like, I want this too. And he puts it on hold. Who else can we get? Because he's got the guy over the barrel. That's what we need to do. Because you know what? We've got the Democrats over the barrel. They want you to believe they have us over the barrel.
Oh, you didn't get your red wave.
Yeah, we did. We got as much of a red wave as you can get with the cheating that was involved. And the Democrats know this. They may act like they're tough and sleep well at night, but they don't, because they know they are outnumbered. And every day they got to wake up trying to figure out how to get more.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.